And we're back over here in studio two, right?
Yeah, where it be.
Oh, God. Whatever. We're not where we used to be. So.
No, this isn't our home.
We're usually in studio A, but out there was...
Turn on the green microphone or the red microphone, because I feel like I'm in the other. I'm way over there.
We're in the wrong studio, I think.
Yeah,
but
we're all like befuddled by the controls and everything.
It's because I'm doing the controls is what the challenge is. One of these days we could switch it over, and I'm sure you would master them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But yeah, we're here. It's all it's vinyl-thon, right? Isn't that what they're calling this?
Yeah, prom night. Because I saw a bunch of kids getting their pictures taken, and you know the dresses we'll wear once. Spent hundreds of dollars on it earlier today.
And we know all those prom kids are listening to us right now.
I'm sure they are. If you are, though, here's some advice from a sweet little old lady in Soldiers Grove. If you can't be good, be careful.
That's right. Be better behaved than I was on my prom night. That's for sure. But, yeah, we're only on for an hour, Dusty Grooves, tonight on WDRT Viroqua. And that's because Driftless Doom is coming on 1 hour early at 9 o'clock. And then there's a dance party here to wrap up Vinylthon from 10 to midnight.
Yeah, they already got the disco lights warming up out there in the dance floor. I don't know if there's sand on it or not, but it should be pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I heard it was techno tonight, so. But here we are. I guess we should do what we're supposed to do at Vinylthon and
spin some records.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want everything. your imagination. Don't go blues.
used to drive for no money at all. This is for why I wasn't born like my brother, handsome and tall. This is for politicians who are bored and believe in war. And this, yeah, that's for me, that's who that one's for. This is for discrimination and egotists who think supreme. And this is for whoever taught you how to kiss and design a jean. That one's for, that one's for where you have to live. This one's for the rich, not all of them, just the greedy, the ones that don't know how to give. This one's for Yosemite Sam and the tourists at Disneyland. And this one, ooh, yeah, that's the one, that's for the creator of man. This is for the sun, moon, stars, and tourists at Disneyland. This is for the ocean, the sea, the shore. This is for, that's for you, that's who that one's for. This is for the women, so beautifully complex. This one's for love, without sex. This is for the wind that blows, no matter how fast or slow. Not knowing where I'm going, this galaxy's better than not having a place to go. Now I know.
You can't touch this. My. can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope. It just don't hit. I pull around the world.
You are listening to WDRT in Viroqua, and we are doing Vinylthon this week. Andy and Mike in the studio. This show is still Dusty Grooves.
Yep, we get our hour today. So today our theme, if you will, are songs we listen to as teenagers.
Yeah, kind of nostalgia, you know, music.
Turn the wrong mic on again. I'm over here in the corner of
the room.
I am so autopilot.
So did you hear that?
Let's start it over again.
Yeah. Well, you heard your part. I said today's theme was listening to things we listened to as teenagers.
Yeah, that's right. So we're just kind of, I don't know, maybe some nostalgia or whatever. But, you know, way back then, since we're talking about Vinylthon, 24 hours of records, you know, records were huge back, you know, growing up when I was a kid.
Well, I'm not quite as old as you are, but they were still big when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of going to make it up, but I think it was like 1988 or 1990, somewhere in there, was CDs started surpassing sales over vinyl records.
Well, I listened to the stupid cassette tapes, you know, when I listened to all these music. The songs that I'm playing from my, you know, teenage years were mostly on cassette tapes, which are awful.
Yeah, they're good for cars, but yeah, really before cars had CD players.
Yeah, I have a car now that doesn't even have a CD player in it.
I know, yeah.
It's just Bluetooth and, like, direct 1/8-inch jack. That's it.
Yeah. Mine still has one, but it's a 2008 Buick, so I think, yeah, I still have one.
Oh, I thought your car had an 8-track player in it.
Yeah, being a Buick, that would make sense.
Worst format ever.
Well, where did we start off? Way back to a 1978 album, the Ramones, Road to Ruin, and I Wanted Everything, and then the song after that is a really, you know, melodic, fine pop song they wrote called Don't Come Close. And then these are my songs, by the way, and my brother Joe, the middle brother, was really into Prince in right around the early 1980s, so we listened to the Lady Cab Driver off of his 1999 double album. And then MC Hammer off of a 12-inch, You Can't Touch This, and two songs from Primus. Andy, I think you said that came out in 1990, does that sound?
I think it's 90, yeah, if I remember correctly.
And that was off of Frizzle Fry, the album. And the first song was Frizzle Fry. And then after that, John the Fisherman.
Yep, that was Primus's first, like, big studio album, I guess. So I had the CD of that. That's one of the CDs I did buy when I was in college.
Yeah. So.
No, I wasn't. I don't know if I was in college yet. It's pretty close to college. I listened to a lot in college.
Yeah. Primus, yeah. I would never listen to much Primus, but Andy does, and I've listened to quite a bit of it.
I mean, you.
I've listened to quite a bit of it.
You will listen to it.
And, yeah, I like it. They obviously sound very technical and very talented.
Yeah. Can't sing for beans, but oh well. Neither could Bob Dylan.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, let's keep her going here. We're going to come back and listen to Robin Hitchcock. Backed up by the Egyptians, I still think, at this point. And this is off of an album called The Element of
Light. So what did they walk like?
There's a body It's a Raymond Chandler evening, and the pavements are all wet, and I'm lurking in the shadows, 'cause it hasn't happened yet.
Right, I Daily Double now. And then my mind went blank. I took potpourri for 100. And then my head started to spin. Well, I'm giving up the Pardo. Just tell me now what I didn't win. Yeah, yeah.
I lost on Jeopardy, baby. Ooh. I lost on Jeopardy, baby.
Ooh. That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
disappear. Now we're gonna be face to face. And I'll lay right down in my favorite place. And now I wanna be your dog. And now I wanna be your dog. And now I wanna be your dog. Well, come on.
she'd ever sang. She could never sing any better, but Mr. Davidson never rang. She knew he would forget her. She'd seen him there and put herself to ransom. He had stared, he really was quite handsome. She had really looked her best, she could never look any better, but she knew she'd failed the test. She knew he would forget her. Triumphant was the way she felt as she acknowledged the applause. Triumphant was the way she felt when she saw him at the dressing room door. She was happier than she'd ever been as he praised her for her grace. But his expression changed, she had seen, as he leant to kiss her face. It ended there, he claimed a late appointment. She quickly turned to hide her disappointment. She ripped her glittering gown, couldn't face another show, no. Her deodorant had let her down, she should have used powder, oh no.
And you are listening to WDRT in Viroqua. Wrapping up our short hour of Dusty Grooves.
Yep, here on the Vinyl-a-thon.
Yep, 8:57. Nick Baum's gearing up in Studio A.
Yep, we're stuck here in B, slumming it.
We're slumming it. So stick around for Driftless Doom and from 9 to 10. And then after that, there's going to be a live dance party of techno music coming out of the studio here. Let's see here. What did we hear in our last half-hour set? We started with Clash and their debut album, The Clash. Two songs, What's My Name and Hate and War. Andy put on Weird Al, I Lost on Jeopardy, off of his 3D album.
That includes my favorite voiceover announcer, Don Pardo. You know, he used to do the Saturday Night Live announcements and whatnot.
Did he do any game shows?
He probably did.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they kind of drug him out of retirement to do Saturday Night Live, so.
Yeah, that's good. That's funny. Yep. Weird Al off of 3D, in 3D. The producers off of that self-titled album, What He's Got. The Stooges, I think that's their debut album. And off of that, we heard I Want to Be Your Dog.
Yeah. Wah. Be Your Dog.
With sleigh bells. Yeah,
yeah, we were remarking that we had not heard how prominent the sleigh bells were, so I don't know if that's a remastered one or something, but I'll have to go back and listen to the original one and see if there's discernible sleigh bells in there.
Yeah, they were very prominent. And then off of The Who, I think that's their 67 album, The Who Sell Out.
I thought you were going to say their 67th. I'm like, well, they did make a lot of albums, but I didn't think it was that many.
1967. Marianne with the Shaky Hand, and then a parody commercial called Odorono. And then we finished that set up with Devo off of their new traditionalist albums, the song called Beautiful World.
And that's, yep, saves the irony right for the end. Not me.
And that's it, yeah.
Let's point at Nick and hand it over to him.
Let's hand it over to Nick.
Driftless Doom.